I have prepared a sheet of paper like this. On one side it says, Blessed Hope BP Church, and the date, which is today. And then the title of this paper says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. And the quotation, Hebrews 13:8. Have you all got it? You all have it. All right. This is the gist of my sermon. I am unable to speak to you for very long because of a sickness I just contracted this afternoon as I finished the midday nap. I found that I could not breathe properly, and the nasal secretion that came out was thick and green and yellow. So this is the best thing instead of a sermon. Take this home, please. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever is the theme of our sermon, and it is the message to you. I got the message when I was 10 years old, and it provoked me to go out with my grandfather and my brother to the place around Upper Serangoon Road. The junction of Upper Serangoon Road and Bartley Road and Bradle Road. You all are, some of you are quite familiar with these places. There were villages of Chinese people, farmers. We went in, gave them tracts and told them, this is it. This is for you to take home and to do a little bit of homework. The verse taken from Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever, merely tells us that this is the only way of salvation. And if people will just come and listen to the gospel and study what Jesus Christ means to you and to me, they will be saved. But you must go. I am a little discouraged to see that very few people are interested in being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you not interested? I don't know what the reason is, but consider this. It is a command. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Where do I find this? In the book of Matthew's Gospel, the last chapter and the last three verses. Please turn there. And then we will see what it says. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. And I'm going to just read these three verses, 18, 19, and 20. Matthew, chapter 28. And don't please shut your mind to say, well, I'm not going to go. I have told enough people about Jesus. Jesus says, go and tell all nations. Verse 19, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and Holy Ghost. You say, well, I don't know how to baptize. I'm not authorized to baptize. Why do you tell me to go and baptize? No, dear friends, the command is to those who are authorized to baptize. But you go and tell them the Savior saves and they need a Savior. Can you do this? Is it too difficult? Maybe it is. Go therefore and teach all nations. Chapter 28, verse 19. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. This is a promise. The Lord says, go, I am with you. When you speak for the Lord Jesus, there is power in that message. Now, back to the white paper here. Below the testimony of the Old Testament, number one, number A1 is a proto-evangelism. What is proto-evangelium? What is it? The original God-given command, proto-evangelism, or evangelium. Testimony of the Old Testament. It says here the Lord's word, I quote read to you, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between the seed, your seed and her seed. There will be great enmity between the hordes of Satan, the hosts of Satan, and you. But you go and be the Lord's servant. Now you say, I have made up my mind already. I don't think I will go. It's too difficult. I will say, dear friends, the reason you don't go is because you have not tasted the joy of going. How good it is when someone tells you, thank you for telling me. I have now come to the church, I've heard the gospel, and I am saved. That is the best thing you can ever hear. And it is coming your way. Go for him. Now, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever, in Hebrews 13:8, says simply this, go and preach the Jesus Christ, the gospel giver, the one who came and died for us. And this has power, because Jesus is God. Do you know that? You say, well, Jesus was only a messenger, servant of God. Ah, dear friends, please. There is more to the Old Testament and the New Testament than you think. But our Lord Jesus Christ is clearly put forward as God's only Son. And God Himself gave him the authority and gave him the title of God. He has the title given to him in below here, the Psalms 2, Psalm 22, Psalm 72, and Psalm 110. Read these Psalms. I've quoted them for you. And Jesus Christ is also described as God Almighty. So when you go and you speak for him, you're speaking for God Almighty. Here under C are six titles I've given you. Isaiah 4:2, Isaiah 7:9, Micah chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, Jeremiah chapter 23, and Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Read all these, dear friends. Read and go and tell. Prepare a little pamphlet, a tract, and you prepare it and write it down. give them the word of God in Malachi chapter 3 verses 1 to 4. Now, at the last, the New Testament teaching concerning Christ. Christ is called Lord. Christ is the object of our religious affection because He is God. See Christ's relations to His people and the world and the Lord's miraculous works. All these are being written and publicized for you to read, and may God help you to go. Amen.